Recorded the tone.
Something, 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 Witcher! My name's Craig.
Toss a coin to your Witcher, or Valley of Plenty.
That's the best. All right, I could say this on a show, but I finally went and saw the Star Wars.
Oh.
It was better than the last one, and it was better than the last one.
It was fine.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Oh, it had some terrible scenes.
Yes, they all do.
Had a few things I really didn't like, but it was fine.
Yep, had some characters that were incredibly flat and confusing. I'm like, they're action figures. Good for them.
Yeah. Do you remember Rose? We didn't.
Yep.
Thank God, because she sucked the first time.
She was fine.
Yeah.
She needed to be more of a character if they were going to have her be a character.
Yeah, she could have just been written out of both scripts and it would have been fine. I don't know. The opening crawl made me sad.
Yeah.
So I started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, that was a tough to accept. I hear you there.
Yeah.
But,
I got to throw out one thing that really bugged me.
Hmm.
So when they're at Evil Planet of Doom that I never remember the name of.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, none of the ships have shields. Their cannons are directly connected to their generators. We shoot them in the cannon. Ship explodes. We win.
Yes.
All right. Solid plan. We need to take out the command ship. All right. So we're not going to follow that plan in any way. We could just shoot it in the cannon. Not gonna. We're gonna land on it with ground troops on the roof and ride horses. That'll teach it.
I feel like...
What?
That was actually explained, I think.
Yeah, they explained it in the movie that the signal that is causing the ships to be shieldless is being generated from the command ship, and the command ship has to be taken down in order to make all the cannons vulnerable.
Well, no, what I understood is the signal from the planet is how to get off the planet, and they transfer that to the command ship to tell all the other ships how to get off the planet. That signal, from what I understood, had nothing to do with the shields in any way, shape, or form.
Oh.
It was the planet itself that was preventing the shields from working. The crazy atmosphere.
Right.
Right, so if you can prevent that signal from... If you didn't stop them from getting off the planet, then the shields would start to work.
Right, but why not just shoot the capital ship also in the cannon and blow it up instantaneously like you did all the rest of them?
I don't know. Horses?
Right. Why are we any horses?
I don't know. Man, you guys and your... I want my movies to have a good, coherent story. The title was Star Wars. That should just be good enough.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing Lando again, and then they ruined him by saying, Lando, how did you possibly win in the past? Well, Jimmy, let me tell you, we had the power of friendship and love, and that's all we needed to save the universe. I was like, oh, gross. Why would you ruin him by making him say something that stupid?
5-0, I'm opening the channel.
Do it, Doug. Right.
So that part made me sad. But besides that, man, I love me some Billy Dee Williams.
Vegeta back in first place.
Well, we found out now that he's from the future. That's how he knows to be here first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. He did say that. He is from tomorrow. He knows exactly what time the show starts. That's right. Colt 45. It's the quicker malt liquor.
Oh.
Yeah. I think next week we're going to see 1917, so we'll see how that plays out.
Okay. Sorry, I was just looking over stuff for the show so that I was, you know, I don't want to say prepared, and it was tough right up until the very end. Oh, my goodness. I have a bad feeling about this sitcom bracket.
Oh, I haven't looked at it. Did you look at the new character?
I didn't. I'm going to listen. Good. I'm going to pretend I'm listening when you tell me all about it. What? You have it written in the script, dude.
Yeah, I said, did you read that part? You said no.
Oh, I thought you said, did I read about the new character? No, I didn't read about the new character, but...
Oh, okay.
I do look at the script you make us, which is very helpful in the show, and I am able to read English, so the word North Star stood out to me pretty clearly.
Did you open Steam yet?
I did. I had it open before the show to play some Marvel Puzzle Quest, so that way I would have something to talk about on the show.
I like how I have, I just noticed that in the Superhero Showdown, I apparently... was from New York or Philly, or New England, you say, at least. Because it's Dormammer.
Dormammer.
Hey, on a side thought for our listeners, I don't know if anybody out there plays the World of Warcraft.
Negative.
Oh, yeah. I have two game codes for that game that I got at BlizzCon that I'm never going to use. One is for a Night Saber Cub, and one is for a Path of Illidan. If you would like these things, Let me know. I'll give you the codes. I was going to sell them on the internet. They're worth like $10, but I just don't want to go through the effort.
That does sound like work.
Yeah. All I know is that, you know, Day 3's got this new G.I. Joe game I'm going to have to check out.
Oh. Is it on mobile? Is everything on mobile now?
All there is the mobile.
Yes. That is, in fact, what it is supposed to be, Samurai.
Why is it the theme from Gary's show?
What?
Why can't it be the theme from Gary's show? The theme from Gary's show. This is the theme from its Gary Shandling show, which was called the Gary Shandling show.
Oh, well, he had two shows. Which one are we using then?
We better find out quick.
Oh, I was assuming it's Gary Shandling show.
Oh, I thought it was the Larry Sanders show the whole time as well. Oh, no. It's all falling apart. Give Me a Break moves on by default.
The Gary Shandling show just went just because of that, you know, sweet song.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
All right, we ready to roll? 9 o'clock.
It is 9 o'clock.
I'm ready.
9:02 in the a.m. It's time for Perspectives. Believers, welcome to the 224th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, the Woolly One. We've got Cass 72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky Beat 15. That's Ian. Hello, folks.
Hello.
What's up?
Bringing it back.
Definitely bringing it back. So before we go any further, and wow, I could have just peppered this in moments ago before we started the show. Ray. Are there any surprises in the mailbag that you need to tell me about?
None that I am aware of. Would require me to actually look at some comments, but no, I don't believe so.
Great. In that case, it's going to be a fun show. I'm going to be cheery and even-tempered. I'm going to be polite to everybody I can be.
Fine. It's the week of January 8th through the 15th of the 2020s. Your Deadpool dailies, Wednesday, today is Pietro, Thursday Wanda, Friday Vision, Saturday Steven, Sunday Thanos, Monday's Clint, Tuesday's Peter, and Wednesday's Elektra.
It's Elektra.
I hate when you address people by their names. Trust me, that's
why I like to do it. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash! Of the Titans.
By the way, we completely missed the crash intro last week.
Did
I was all ready to splice in the crash, but you just went, oh yeah, and last week then we did this, and I'm like, wait, what?
Huh. Oh well. We're professionals. Uh-huh. All right, on the third, we had Teen Gene fighting somebody. Moonstone.
Moonstone.
The Moonstone of the 11 billion hit points variety.
Yep.
That one took me a couple tries to win, but eventually prevailed.
As did I.
As did we all.
Yeah, she's my most recent championed character, so it was
very good.
Yeah,
starting today, we have Valkyrie versus Moulin Rouge.
Oh man!
Oh, thank you, Ray. That was instantly better. So let me. I'll take a minute to talk about this because this is what I was doing. I was playing this game before we started the show, and I had looked in our Alliance chat and on I frequent the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit on Reddit, and it was filled with your typical John Madden-style advice on how to defeat this.
Well, you know, if you match your colors and deny their colors and do more damage, you're going to win.
Thanks. That's awesome. Super awesome. You know, it looked like, they're like, yeah, it was so easy. I have her in a little, I don't even have a roster, and I have her at -1, and I beat her in 2 rounds with no boosts. I'm like, all right, great. Now I feel deficient. Yeah, so, like, gather red and deny green. That doesn't count as advice. I understand the basic mechanics of the game. Also, if that's... I'll even eliminate the gather red. If deny green is the only thing I'm doing, the only thing that I'm focused on, do you know how many turns it takes the computer to accidentally generate 5 green? 2. That is 1 match 4 that slides across and hits some greens, and then you match some reds.
A giant booger just hit my screen.
Oh, I love him. I have Valkyrie at a 4-4-5 at like level 179, and I just got embarrassed seven times in a row before the show came on, and I was like, what is going on?
What is really going on is that Valkyrie is a great support character, and Rogue is a great tank up front character. Adequately demonstrated here.
Right. Valkyrie's yellow does nothing. Valkyrie's black. I mean, they're both passives, so they're... I mean, but the yellow actually does nothing. Doesn't it require an ally to be hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This one, you just want to match all the red and get into the slashy-slashy.
Right. But, I mean, after turn two, the gloves are off. I can no longer generate red. Red no longer does any damage, and I have to limp through trying to do yellow and black match damage through 12,000 hit points. I can't tell you how many posts of, I did this while I was sleeping, with no covers, with no boosts. You're just bad at the game. I'm like, all right, fine, I am.
This would be the one time that I would encourage you to maybe go to our Facebook page, because you would see the opposite. You would see that, hey, this one's hard.
Oh, it is just grinding me down.
By the way, my recommendation, if you have the ISO Champer, obviously, don't use my build. Use Craig's build, 553. And okay. And look to see if you have a Valkyrie boost, because they did character specific boost for her.
Oh, I might have those. I'll look.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and you can, you know, boost all colors and then boost your red also.
Yeah.
And get yourself a bunch of red starting out the gate.
Yeah.
And get that slash attack.
I should probably take
her
up to at least like a level 200 and start using boosts. It won't be so lopsided against me.
But yeah, I lost twice before being able to pull it. Well, before fixing my build, because I had her red at 3. Not that it mattered, because I never got enough to fire it off.
Right. Oh, yeah, and now that I've looked, that is the most insulting. So, not only is she beating me savagely and just preventing me from doing anything, like, there were times, so many times, when she could have easily power siphoned me and instantly destroyed me, and she did you going down, sugar, just so she could drag it out for another 14 AP. I was like, you monster. Why would you do that?
That's funny.
Beans. It's tough. All right, I'll go after the show. I'll go in with bolstered confidence and renewed hope.
Yeah. One other thing that, and this is something that my brother recommends all the time, Taskmaster's Sword. If you have Taskmaster's Sword, you deal extra damage to heroes.
Okay.
So, very important.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
And I've totally forgotten supports like even part of this support. Game. I don't use those for anything.
I'll look into that. I like it. I wonder if I have Taskmaster's Sword. We'll find out when we open covers. I'll go investigate a little bit.
I only have rank 1, but that still does like 186 more damage to heroes every time you do anything, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. Coming up next then on the 13th is Gamorpha. Appears like she's fighting Cable, I guess.
I don't know if it's going to be Cable or Thanos. I don't know if Samurai's playing a joke or.
She's fighting Josh Brolin. I don't know.
I don't know if I ever. Oh, there it is. I was like, I don't remember ever grabbing the good old infographic. Oh, I was going to say, it looks an awful lot like it's going to be Cable.
Absolutely.
It would only be a prank if he had put up Bishop's picture, because Craig doesn't know the difference between the two.
That's true. I said that dumb M tattoo on their face. They're really the same person.
Thematically, it's Thanos. And if I remember correctly, it was Thanos the last time she was there. So
it could be. Yeah, oh, yeah. Josh Brolin also played Thanos.
Right. Exactly.
I'm on board.
That's funny. All right. Moving on. Storyland. Strange Sights is running now. That'll get you 3 Hulks and a MODOK. Top folks get their 299th Spider-Man. And 51 to 400 get sleeves. That's followed up by the Not So Infinite Pursuit, where you get 3 sleeves, another of that 2099 Spider-Man. And top 200 folks get brand new, nobody asked for him, North Star. Your shield training is going to require Vulture, Fantastic, and that there 20,000 to 99 Spider-Man.
Somebody's bitter.
About North Star?
Yeah.
God, that guy's dumb. He's always been dumb. He'll always be dumb.
That's not true. Alpha Flight's awesome.
He is one of those characters that I went, he does what now? And then immediately forget after I learned it.
Yeah.
Probably like,
oh, he's not as good as Quicksilver, and he can give his sister a handshake and make a bright light. Well, that's nice.
I was going to say, wasn't he in last time's Superhero Showdown? Or was that his sister?
I don't know.
Who's his sister?
Aurora?
Nope, that's not who I'm thinking of. I'll check it out. I'll get back to you guys.
Yeah, yes, exactly, people on the Discord here. If you're going to go Alpha Flight, Puck would have been better. Sasquatch would have been better. Snowbird would have been better.
I think Puck would have been
best. Snowbird, that's who it was. She's the one that could turn into Canadian animals.
Oh,
that's
yeah, right. She was on the Showdown.
She's way better than North Star. what's the other guy? Vindicator? That's a guy, right? That could have been better. Anywho. In your PvP land, it is the last of the Between Seasons time. Some nefarious foes is running now. That'll get you a Thanos and a Drax. Top folks get Elektra and Vision. And then starting tomorrow is the Open Your Mind Quaid season. We're made starting out with Made Man, which will get you Vision and Elektra. Top folks get North Star and then Star-Lord. All right. Let's go to news. All right, here's the clue. I know we just aren't talked about, but this was the best clue ever. Famous athlete, wildly successful entrepreneur, devoted husband, and speedster member of the superhero team Alpha Flight, Jean-Paul Beaubier, is an icon in his home country of Canada.
Is it North Star?
North Star! Hey!
Sorry, I wasn't sure what was happening. I was like, are you joking? That seems like a super straightforward clue and lots of maybe North Star is not who I thought he was. I'll have to look up more about North Star. You can tell me about him while there's a new character. I'm gonna do some internet research.
All right, he is a 4-star, blue, yellow, and black. His blue power is called Running Early for 8 blue. Destroy a chosen row. Gain yellow AP for each yellow tile destroyed. These tiles do not deal damage or generate other AP. As this goes up in level, it starts to add additional damage and then can also acquire black and blue AP.
I like that.
Really?
Targeted AP generation? That's an interesting new...
Yeah, but you're spending 8 blue to get maybe a couple black and a couple blue and a couple, like, at max. You're going to get, like, probably 3.5 AP on average.
I'm actually not saying that his power is great. I'm saying I like that as an idea. Normally, you destroy a row. It doesn't generate any AP. This is actual... You can target the AP that you want. It's going to be super little. I'm just, as a new mechanic, I think I like new mechanics. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. If this was I don't know. It'd have to do a lot more damage, to make it really worthwhile. All right. His yellow power is called Starlight Starbright. No, just Starbright, apparently. Convert 2 basic tiles of the target's strongest color into team-up tiles. Create a 2-turn countdown tile targeting a random ally. While on the board, this tile grants 1 turn of invisibility and gives a burst of health to that ally at the start of your turn. Here he's teaming up with his sister Aurora, so I'm assuming she will appear in the animation.
Huh.
As that goes up in level, the tile lasts longer and gives you more health, and it converts more tiles. So it can convert 5 tiles, last 3 turns, and heal for, at max level, 978, which is not a whole lot.
No.
So not great. His black power is called Up North.
Does it do something with team up tiles? Team up AP? No.
No.
Sends
North Star and the target airborne for 1 turn. So it's already broken the game. When the enemy lands, destroy 1 AP and 2 tiles in the airborne enemy's 2nd strongest color.
What?
Yes. Dealing 76 damage per tile destroyed. Destroyed tiles don't deal damage or generate any other AP. As this goes up in level, it destroys more AP, does more damage. Level 5, it's destroying 3 AP in their 2nd strongest color, and dealing a max level amount of 362 damage.
Ooh.
362.
So
not
he
even
has...
3,620. 362.
Right. So in Alpha Flight, were his powers very strange and highly ineffective? Because, man, this build is dead on.
All I know right now is that this image that Samurai just posted in the Discord of this JJ Watt face has me very, very disturbed. Like, that's going to haunt me in my dreams tonight.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
I'm sorry, everyone who is listening not in Discord, I'm not going to reshare those images.
Oh, I mean, it's
that's
just,
for the best.
Oh, that is disturbing. Anyway, his release schedule, is a shield training, Heroes for Hire runs the 9th to the 16th for 7,000 hero points. Good lord, I don't think I've ever had 7,000 hero points. You get a Vulture, a Mr. Fantastic, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO.
Sorry. Again, for people who can't see what's going on in Discord now, they're trying to defeat the picture by typing word one at a time and then...
get it off the screen.
Yeah, putting a space after it.
There's the North Star and Friends Vault, 80 items, a legendary token, 3 beginner supports, a random North Star cover, and 2 random 4 stars from the Call for Backups, which are Vulture, Fantastic, and that 2099 Spider-Man. Let's see. In Infinite Pursuit, he's in placement rewards. Shield training will get you that random North Star as well. Hearts of Darkness, he will be featured there as a progression reward. That runs the 13th to the 17th. That will also give you tokens to the North Star and Friends Vault. And his Versus tournament is called Star Athlete. Runs as a progression reward and also rewards tokens to the North Star and Friends Vault. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, if you've got mutant super speed, the fact that you're trying to pass yourself off as, you know, a professional athlete seems like a really dirty move, you cheat. Freaking Canadians. All right, that's enough about North Star. I don't have any other news. You guys got any news?
I have none.
No, I don't think so.
Tom Brady lost. Woo!
He surely did. All the playoff games were fantastic. Except
they were. That was some good footballs.
Yeah. The Eagles Seahawks wasn't great. Like, it was only a 1-score game, but it felt like the Seahawks were ahead by like 1,000 points.
Yeah, I do enjoy when their quarterback gets hurt every time it's important.
Oh, I don't enjoy that. That's he's a young kid. I don't want him to be all brain murkled.
Yeah, but that they got to drag that old man off the bench and throw him out there.
They did.
I was like, my God, he's still in the league? Holy smokes. What is he, 40, 41? It's got to be something like that. And then the Saints again have an entire offseason of, hey, pass interference, huh? Good times. All right, let's go to the superhero showdown. Last week, we had Ymir versus Dormammer.
Dormammer.
Ayo, who won?
Are you asking Tony Foot?
Ayo, Dormammer.
All right, a couple comments. First, I know that you may have heard this before, you being a few people, but it wasn't shared with everyone. Dances with Weevils posted a comment that said, related to the showdown, last week my 11-year-old daughter told me the following joke. I'm going to do this with, Ian, right? Knock, yep. Knock.
Who's there?
Dormom.
Dormom who?
I've come to bargain.
That's solid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to steal it and reuse it, but it did make me chuckle.
I believe that was we were told that by Samurai originally, but Dances with Weevils wasn't in on that conversation, so I'll give him credit as well. The other comment I wanted to mention, there was a comment about never enjoyed Farley, which I don't understand that, but the SNL sketch was gold. Dormammu. All right, so here's the story. Dormammu is still bargaining with Doctor Strange and misses the opening bell. Nah, you know what? It's Dormammu for the win. So they couldn't even come up with the
fat
ending of the story.
Man in a little coat.
So in any case, I'm sorry for all of the fans of the Giants, but it is Dormammu as the clear, distinct victor.
Oh, right.
That's fair.
Oh, hey, yeah, to distract myself for a minute. So I've been watching the American baking, you know, the sad American version of British baking show Holiday Edition.
Oh, is
the
that a
guests
thing?
Are the hosts are Baby Spice.
You've won me over. Continue.
And a guy that I had to look up and I felt ashamed that I had to look him up. Spice Adams.
Nope, that's not a guy.
Yeah, I'm like, looking at this guy and looking at this guy. He's like, hey, I played professional football for years. I went, you did? And I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at him. He's like, I played for the 49ers. And I went, you did? Yeah, it turns out, you know, he, went to Penn State and graduated from Penn State.
Spice Adams.
Yeah, Anthony Adams.
He's hosting a cooking show?
He's hosting the cooking show with Baby Spice. So apparently they needed someone else whose name was Spice to go with Baby Spice. But
okay. Oh, I get it. Spice Adams and Baby Spice.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's
but,
bad, right?
You know, it's still got Paul Hollywood, so it's all good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is this located?
I don't remember from watching it on Netflix or Hulu. I think it's just on Hulu. So search for Hulu for American Baking Championship Holiday Edition.
Okay. I will.
All right. This week in the showdown, we have the Silver Samurai versus Kitty Pryde in the Octagon. Who you got?
It's a good question, since once again, we didn't decide who was going to...
Yeah, one of these Tuesdays, we're going to remember to sort it out beforehand. So, and we're pretty deep into the bracket. So here's what I'm imagining. Do you remember that scene where Morpheus had to fight that ghost dude who kept phasing in and out of things? And all he had was a samurai sword? That's what I'm seeing happening right now.
Yep.
Solid.
Now, my only
hope, a guy with a sword versus a person that he can't cut.
My only hope is that, can the Silver Samurai use his tachyon field to disrupt her phasing?
Isn't his thing technology-based?
What? I don't know. It's a tachyon field. Can tachyon fields disrupt phasing?
I'm just wondering if the thing he uses to generate that, is it technology-based? It's a mutant power?
No, it's from within his body.
Okay.
Hmm. Does he have a main deflector dish?
And his name is... No, and his name is not Wesley.
Because if he's got a main deflector dish and he's got some tachyons, I bet he can pull this off.
I bet he could craft a main deflector dish.
Ooh.
I don't know. I really don't have any idea on this one, because if she becomes unfazed for any reason, she's in a lot of trouble.
Right.
I don't know. The properties of a tachyon field are not really discussed in any way. I don't remember the Silver Samurai in combat very much. It says he can focus the energy through anything, typically his sword. But not what that exactly does.
So, okay. Now, and I'm only going to slightly keep it in the wheelhouse and derail at the same time, because I feel like people, you know, have a pretty good idea of what Kitty Pryde or Catherine Pryde, I don't know what she's going by these is, because that's where my derailment is. Craig, you read comic books.
Uh-huh.
Now, was it her and Colossus who decided to not get married?
That's correct.
And Gambit married what's-her-name instead?
That is correct.
Now, as soon as I clicked on the link that Ray provided me for Kitty Pryde, it told me she's now the Red Queen?
I am behind on X-Men, so that's possible, I suppose.
Like, she didn't have better things to do, so she was
She's been leading the X-Men for quite some time in the new comics.
Right. So the Red Queen?
like I said, I am probably, 10 episodes of X-Men behind, because I am terrible at getting caught up on comics.
All right. Well, that one kind of threw me.
Oh, they moved her over to Marauders? Yeah, I'm not going to read Marauders.
Didn't the Marauders almost kill her?
I
thought they beat her up badly back in the day to the point where she couldn't stay unfazed. Like, she was phased by default and had to, will herself into tangibility.
Yeah, I remember she was phased for a while there. She was stuck.
That makes her really hard to defeat by the Silver Samurai.
Tachyons, Ray. We're counting on the tachyons.
Yeah.
All right, well... And I'm also counting on the listeners. So if you understand tachyons, Silver Samurai is battling Catherine Pryde / Kitty Pryde / Shadow Cat / the Red Queen.
All right, let's move on to some sitcoms. What do we got? The 6 versus 11.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. Right,
in the top left bracket. Ooh, yeah. That's good.
Is it, though?
We got Different Strokes.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis? Versus what were their names?
Balky and Cousin Larry.
No.
Oh, this was
nope,
Bosom Buddies.
Strangers.
I'm
this
thinking
is
Perfect
Buddies.
Strangers. Wow.
Bosom Buddies is a much superior show to Perfect Strangers.
I don't know. Perfect Strangers was pretty good.
Yeah, Bosom Buddies, I don't know. Tom Hanks and
Kip,
the other guy.
Yeah, Kip and something with a guard. Hildegard? Kip and Hildegard?
Nope, nobody knows.
Any case, so one, you know, features the oh-so-young Tom Hanks.
Right.
The other one features a bunch of people who've been in prison.
Yes.
Thank you, Samurai.
But it did give us the spinoff of Facts of Life.
What, is Different Strokes?
Different Strokes gave you Facts of Life.
Oh, okay. Now, wait, is Gary Coleman still alive?
I have no idea.
I feel like he's not.
Are they all dead?
He died in 2010, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Todd Bridges and gone?
I don't know about Todd Bridges. He's the only one I'm not sure about.
Okay. Because Dana's been dead for quite some time, right?
Yes.
Nope. Todd's doing fine.
Oh, all good right. For him.
Yeah. Good recovery.
Who would have known that Willis was going to be the one who worked out?
So what you got?
So here's my take. One, Tom Hanks Two, I because of Full House, I now have a vile hatred of shows that rely on catchphrases. So that's a negative. So I'm going with Bosom Buddies.
Okay.
Also, very first cross-dressing comedy. So breaking ground.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is
Buffy. It was Buffy and Hildegard, right?
Nobody knows.
No, oh, somebody look this up. I'm pretty sure it's Buffy and Hildegard.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Bosom Buddies as well.
All right, that would also be my vote, so in a sweep.
Oh, I thought I was making a stand.
No, you were correct.
Okay. In a sweep, it's Bosom Buddies. All right, moving down. We got Give Me a Break, I Sure Deserve It. I Finally Made It to the Top. Versus This Is the Theme for Gary's Show, The Theme for Gary's Show. This is the theme for It's Gary Shandling Show. Two shows with good opening theme songs.
Give Me a Break sounds vaguely familiar. Did it star Nell Carter?
It did?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I vote for either the Gary Shandling Show or the Larry Sanders Show. Whatever this is meant to represent, they're both better than Give Me a Break.
However, Give Me a Break did feature a very young Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh,
see, this
man.
One's difficult because it's so vastly different. Like
really
the two shows are, I mean, they're really difficult to compare. But if I had to pick one just on comedy, enjoyable comedy, I'm gonna have to go with Gary Shandling.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about It's Gary Shandling Show, it was like a comedy show about comedy shows,
right?
If I remember right.
That made fun of itself. Like,
yeah,
he would talk to the camera all the time. And when another character would talk to the camera, he's like, wait, don't talk to the camera. That's what I do. You can't do that. Like, that was part of the show. It was.
Yeah, I enjoyed that show. I did not see a lot of it. I think I saw every episode of Give Me a Break, but I still think I would vote for Gary Shandling.
Are we unanimous in this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Moving across.
Alpha disagrees, but you know, man, what you gonna
we
do?
We got One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
Featuring Schneider.
What I thought it was. Ugh.
Versus a show I've never seen called Scrubs.
I gotta gauge any advice that I dish out before, because I would say you're really missing out, because Scrubs was awesome. I mean, if you are this Scrubs is probably the only one of the only shows where I would say please enjoy it in its entirety, and then do not watch under any circumstances the final season of Scrubs.
Oh, I don't think I have.
Oh, absolute nightmare.
Huh.
Like, they ended the show and then they like brought it back for an extra season and tried to just do a bunch of like poorly written fan service, and it was very, very bad and confusing and bad and yeah. Anyway, Scrubs was awesome. I loved Scrubs. I thought it was a pretty funny show. It had a pretty robust cast of quality actors, and had a nice story that ran throughout. Mm. Like the characters, you could get attached to the characters and develop, you know, real interest. One Day at a Time is nothing I've ever gone back to watch, and I feel like...
But had some sweet Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, probably, but I was too. I didn't care. That shit was dumb. Schneider was dumb.
Schneider was the best part of the show. I watched many episodes of that show.
Up on your feet somewhere, there's music
but
playing.
Unfortunately, that counts as a negative for it, because I don't remember it as being that good.
No, I put all my hope behind Scrubs.
One day at a time.
Scrubs has so many like lines that you can quote from it. That goes a long way with me.
Yeah, me as well.
And yeah, just generally funny. I mean, the character Dr. Cox is just, oh.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, it sounds like Scrubs is a winner.
Yeah, so's your face.
All right, moving up to Titans of Comedy here, but clearly only one correct answer.
Oh, I hope so.
It's How I Met Your Mother.
If I have to fight Greg on this
versus and Mindy.
One.
Again, two vastly different shows.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't want to. I'm pretty closed off on this, but I don't want to seem as closed off as I am on this one, because
Old Man Sartre is decidedly wrong. No matter how many times he types the same answer in the screen.
I haven't even gotten to. I haven't looked into Discord. I don't want to look into Discord yet because I don't know. So anyway, I will stand firmly on the side of How I Met Your Mother. I don't Thank know God. If I'm going to meet any opposition on this one.
Nope.
So okay. Morgan Mindy, I thought was hilarious as a spinoff from Happy Days. It was amazing.
Sure. Until?
Well, I was getting there. I was,
all right.
But, I mean, the level of writing and the fact that most of it wasn't written and was just off the cuff. Now, inspired by a lot of cocaine, but still. amazing show. However, once Jonathan Winters joined Mork and Mindy, there
Straight
was a
to the toilet.
Sharp downturn. Yeah.
Him as their baby was horrifically not funny.
It was really not good. And add to the fact that How I Met Your Mother, I think I don't like that show nearly as much as the two as you. I love that show. But I find a couple of the characters annoying, and that's why I don't like the show as much as you do. However,
oh, that was part of what I enjoyed.
Yeah.
At least one of the characters, I loathe that character. Ooh.
Oh,
Lily, I'll bash you good someday.
She only just sabotages her friends, you know, all the time.
Always tells them how they're allowed to think and feel. And
Not like Big Fudge, though. You got to like Big Fudge.
Everybody likes
Judge
Big Fudge.
Judge Fudge is the best.
So for me, the writing for How I Met Your Mother is just fantastic. Hard to be beat. So yeah, I'm definitely on board.
Yeah.
Ian, what's the weird Canadian sex move that...
Oh, the... The Rick Moranis or the reverse Rick Moranis? Are you talking about doing one. A? Oh my goodness! Because she asked the frozen snowshoe to do it to her.
Yes.
Oh, he invited her back to see his collection of Harvey trays, and it's like a something, but with maple syrup.
Yes.
Oh no, that hurts me. Because I feel
only
like Fuggo's
got it. The old King Clancy.
The old King Clancy.
Have you met Ted?
Yeah. I mean, for...
Now, see, there you lose me. The running gags of the one line. No.
Oh, my God, no. Every time that anything is talked about with a military rank, right. And they stop and salute...
Yeah. Yeah, that's also annoying. Yeah,
oh, man, that's a general problem right there. General problem.
General problem. Yeah, that was, yeah, it was a really...
That is a terrific running gag.
I mean, for a show that, when I first watched it, I was like, wow, this is just an obvious Friends clone. It really developed into so much more than that. And they even took the time to address the fact that it was an obvious Friends clone, which I appreciated.
Right.
So funny.
All right.
There you go. I Met Your Mother in an easy walk. All right, let's go to the mailbag. Hey, Willie, what you got?
Oh, sure. So first, Mad Jabroni said, Jared and Ian getting into a heated argument? This really puts a damper on my prodigal son's reunion hype. I think there's a lot of things putting a damper on that, and that was the least of them. But I didn't know if Ian had a comment, but...
No, there will be no prodigal son's reunion. But I don't think our relationship is any worse for wear.
Yeah. Bronny216 said, you briefly touched on him, but 4-star Juggernaut is great for PvE, especially, and solid in PvP when teamed up with, like, Rocket and Groot, and either Gamora or your tile buffer of choice. Juggernaut has taken over for my PvE quick clears, he says, on the low nodes, one swipe wipes away the enemy team, and it doesn't hurt teammates like Thanos does, and on higher level nodes, a decent cascade does major damage, and is a good team for grinding out simulator wins in PvP, so.
I saluted my microphone, it was great.
That was good.
I didn't even realize that I get it.
You're there now. All right.
Yeah, it was legend. Wait for it.
Nope.
Dairy.
D-Wing also says that he saw Bordello of Blood on Laserdisc, and I regret nothing. The owner of the system at the time commented during the movie that it seemed an incredibly wasteful use of technology. However, he had no regrets.
Yeah, that's a classic. That was the first full-length Tales from the Crypt, wasn't it?
No, that was the second one.
That's the Dennis Miller one, right?
Yeah.
What was the first one, then?
Demon Knight?
Oh, I thought that was the second one.
No, I'm pretty sure Demon Knight was the first one.
Oh.
In my mind, it's superior. Just my mind.
Right. I don't remember Demon Knight as well as I remember Bordello of Blood. Mm. Oh, but I do have something. You can continue, Ray. I just needed to work in some more How I Met Your Mother jokes for Craig's benefit. All right. I was just going to say.
Sluggo just gave me one in Discord, so it's also great.
Oh, did he?
He said, I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the end of this sentence is dairy.
That's a good one. Craig is. It'll kill him. Craig, what's one of the four major food groups that'll kill you? Dairy. Also cats.
True story.
D-Wing also
not one
said
of the four major food groups.
D-Wing also said that the nice that the lumbar support is solid, second behind the lack of squeaking. And having heard the reason for the previous episode title, I am on Team Ray on this one. Thank you. Appreciate that.
How wooed.
A rare listener win for Black Sheep. Kudos to Black Sheep for the Night Before Christmas poem. Night Before Puzzle Warriors. I don't know what the title is, but.
It was the night before this show or. A Visit from the Puzzle Warriors 3
right.
is the alternate title.
That's what it was. In reference to the synergy segment, nice group using resonance frequency to try to steer Banff is an impressive combo. And are y'all watching the Jeopardy GOAT tournament, right?
Ian and I were talking about that earlier. I watched last night's today over dinner.
I hope to, but I don't
good
have
times
access
episode
to ABC
one.
Currently.
So I will watch more tomorrow.
Yep.
I have here. Seen none. But I enjoyed Jeopardy.
Last night was the first episode.
I might have to look it up. But that is it. The comments are all empty.
Wow, there you go.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, then. In that case, once again, I am the Hans.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Ian is
sorry, my lasagna is coming back to haunt me. And I am Franz.
We
just want to pump.
You up.
You up. Elizabeth, baby, I'm coming for you.
It's the big one.
Dummy.
I
can't tell you how much that show did not hold up.
Yeah, it so does not.
I watched one a few not real long ago, and I'm like, oh my, this is really not good.
And now I'm back to the infographic, and right as I flipped back to the infographic, I remembered why I had to flip away from the infographic before. There is... One of the reference portraits this week, specifically the fourth one down. It is compelling. Just super, super compelling. The plots are enormous.
I just scrolled down, so I see what you're saying.
Jeez Louise.
Quick, scroll up.
And it's Britney Spears. That helps. All right. Let's see what kind of 3 stars are available. Oh, no, there's some I don't know about. How do I always do this to myself? There's multiples this week. No, really? I think I'm okay. I don't remember what 3-Star Gambit did. I never
had
him.
So just skip that one.
Right. That's why. Deadpool. He's boosted.
Whales will do more damage?
if you don't drop them all.
Well, sure. Okay.
Then you're looking at probably in the neighborhood of 5,000 AOE, which is nice. So that's good. I imagine the amount of healing that he does from his black is also boosted. That's not a power I focus on. I don't try to use him as a tank. I just like to drop whales on people every now and again.
Works well with Okoye.
Right. Plus the red, is a percentage, so that won't be affected. All right, I guess we're skipping Gambit because I never still haven't figured him out. Iron Fist. What a great character. His strike tiles are going to be boosted. The damage he does when he puts out his strike tiles is going to be increased. His cheap... And heavy-duty damage from his purple. When he's not busy making black, his purple is going to hit you for quite a bit for only 5. So you can look to enjoy that. And his attack tile that is out there constantly will do a little extra damage. Squirrel Girl. Squirrels will do some more damage, as will Nuts from above. And those projectiles she makes. If you have a spare turn and feel like wasting one, you'll get extra large strike tiles. Or no, projectiles this week.
They get extra large if the opponent has more than some percent of health or some such.
Oh, so they get, there's like big, bigger, and biggest?
There's some reason why they're slightly better that you still would never use it, but...
I assume just because you had to sacrifice a turn. Gah. You just have to end your current turn. You don't really give up a turn. I feel like I'm misrepresenting it because I never use it and don't care for it. I think the three-star Star-Lord is... He's something good, something bad. A little bit of both.
I'll buy it.
So the that sounds right. His green is an AoE, does some tile shake, and that'll be boosted the AoE damage. I don't really know what his yellow and his purple do. They probably involve healing or the removal of enemy special tiles. So I don't know that that'll be affected by being boosted. If he doesn't do those things, you're probably not going to use him anyway. He'll fall the same category as poor Gambit. Let's see what these four stars do. These guys come with detailed descriptions in case I get too far into the weeds. Gamora is boosted. She seems popular. She's got a great stun. It's cheap and does quite a bit. So the it also creates an attack tile, so that'll be boosted. She makes some other attack and strike tiles with her black ability. And does she do damage with her deadly strike? Let's see. She does do damage with her deadly strike, so more damage out of her red. She'll be all around better. Ooh, Main Event Hulk. I know that guy. The damage that you get out of his Gamma Power Bomb should be increased. And some of those things that the Crowd Goes Wild does, his health bursts, his bits of damage, those will be increased. You already use him. Keep using him. It'll be even better. The Kingpin boosted. I feel like at least one or two of his yellow pawns will be boosted. And his big pokey finger of AoE destruction will be boosted. The everybody's favorite version of Captain America, Peggy Carter. I mean, she's great normally. She's even better. Her red is cost effective and does a good damage. And her blue does a lot of stun to a lot of different people and then a pile of damage to everybody else who's still on the board. Great character. Really get a lot of use out of her when she's boosted. And, oh man, Vulture too. What a good grouping. Vulture goes permanently airborne and just slowly grinds you down because you can never hit him. And eventually he's going to generate enough blue and green to wipe you out.
Yeah,
the AoE from his green and the damage from his blue are going to be ramped up as well. So
if he does come down while you've got one of those green countdown tiles out, it's not going to be whittling down. It's
it's going to be a big, big, big hacking chunks. And then he'll just go back in the air and hit you with his blue. Man. Vulture, Peggy, and Main Event Hulk, and Gamorpha. That's even Kingpin is okay. There's really no duds in the four star. Good job this week. So yeah, listen to me now and believe me later. Let's see what Samurai has to say before I wrap up the segment. Oh, it's good. It's not as helpful as it usually is. It's just reminding you that these are very popular characters, and if you don't already know how to use Vulture and Gamora together, shame on you, and you might as well pepper in the three-star Iron Fist because it makes Black even faster for Vulture to get in the air and devastate everybody. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm reading it, what he says now. So yeah, apparently he'll make Vulture will go into the air constantly. He'll provide plenty of blue to keep you incapacitated with Gamora all the time, and then his green ability will eat you when he lands. That's awesome. Awesome. All right, now you can listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. And thanks, as always, Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's move over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
T is for Team Up Time. That good enough for Ray.
All right, so this week, we're going back to Three Star Land. Once again, I saw people on Reddit talking about finally getting all of the three stars. I saw one person saying they finally champed all the three stars. So if you're still in Three Star Land, here's another strong team for you to try. Of course, it's going to utilize Battery Man, Iron Man 40, because that's where you get all your AP from. Put him with Doctor Strange and Black Widow. And it's kind of straightforward, but here's what the listener said for this synergy segment. My go-to three-star team, you pop off that recharge, Iron Man's yellow, then you can stun everyone with Strange as soon as you start raking in all the AP. And you can fire Black Widow's purple, leading the which then piles up your green, which takes you to Ouch Town, as they say. So it's actually pretty similar to what we just discussed in the four-star realm. You use Iron Man to build up your AP, you stun with Doctor Strange, and you just wipe people out with the purple-green combination with Black Widow. Now, where are you going to use that red? I'm not really sure which one is better, Iron Man's red or Black Widow's red. Black Widow also gives you some board shake when you use it, and Iron Man costs a little bit more and drains yellow, purple, and black AP. So you're going to want to make sure you've already fired off your yellow and purple AP powers before you use his red. So you might just want to stick with Black Widow's red power. Although, you're going to be using her purple and green, so her red power is probably going to be at a 3. So, I would probably use Iron Man's red, but you got to be careful you're not wasting AP with it. So, in any case, Doctor Strange, 5-3-5. Iron Man at a 3-5-5. I suppose you could do a 5-3-5 with him and use his red. And Black Widow at a 5-3-5 to maximize your area damage with her. So, there you go. That's this week's 3-star team. From a listener. Thanks, someone.
Unify.
Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about Ouch Town. Like, I think I hate it, but I might like it. Like, I might hate it so much that I like it. And then liking it ironically will turn into liking it, like, legitimately. That happens more often than it should in my lifetime.
It's no Pound Town.
No, but it's Ouch Town. I don't like the danger of liking things ironically and it turning into something that I legitimately like. I feel like that's how my love for Shania Twain started.
That don't impress me much.
No, it shouldn't. I do, in fact, right, have the touch.
Let's open some tokens.
All right.
Brought to you by the OG, this guy.
This guy.
I got three.
I got two goat face tokens. Ian, what you got?
Oh, I don't know. I got a bunch. I'm only going to open one, though. I don't want to run the risk of running out and having to generate more just for the show. I think I have 12, so I'm going to open one. I'm going to poke him in one of these sunken-in dimples that he calls cheeks. Gross. Hey, it's a vulture. One fell swoop.
One swell foop.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I have him champed, so I will add a level and move on.
Is Discord correct? Right, is Ouch Town from Dodgeball? Is that what? Is that the line exactly? Welcome to Ouch Town, population you, bro.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that meme had just been generated now, but apparently not. Mm. I don't remember that from Dodgeball, but I like it even more if it is.
I'm going to have to rewatch that movie just to listen
just
to
watch
quotes.
Out for Ouch Town?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to poke the little nibbly bitty he's got on top of his head. That gets me a Lord of Croissants, and then we'll go to the shoulder piece here, and that's a Gamorpha.
I hear she'll be boosted.
Yeah, totally gonna be boosted. You can team her up with the boosted Vulture that I got.
So Gamorpha's the 321, and Croissant Lord is at 297.
Now, if Ray can pull a Iron Fist...
3-5 stars?
No, if he can pull an Iron Fist, then we can put together a Samurai Says team right now.
All right, so my first one is a 4-star, so it's not going to be all fine. Avengers Assemble. Not who you think, Nick Fury.
It's exactly who I thought.
Oh, really? I always think of Cap when I hear that.
Anyway. Oh, does he have that ability too?
No.
Oh.
That's just something he says a lot.
Yeah.
Sure.
And didn't quite ever say it in the movies. All right, I'm going for another Savage Eye Poking. It is another 4-star. Kraven the Hunter.
Safari Joe!
I've been using him.
Again.
I've actually been using him.
Try the little pokey bit on top of Beta Ray's hat.
All right.
I tried that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. I thought that was the answer. I don't know what to do then.
Well, nothing works. It is another 4-star Emma Frost labor for
White Queen.
So there you go. My Emma Frost is at a 297. Kraven is at a 309. And Mr. Fury is up to a 325.
Boy, that's a lot of Kraven.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been using him. He is actually really good for survivability against Caecilius. He takes the those strike tiles that Caecilius is putting out and reduces them down. If you can't get rid of them, at least they don't do you as much damage. So,
You've won me back.
Okay.
Ooh, shield training.
Thanks, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network that's not wrestling related?
Prodigal Son's reunion show. No, there are prob. You know what? I don't know officially. Do you know the best way to find out? Head over to the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out all of our shows, current and archived, there. That's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, as Ian said, I think we should mention the...
Who do I need for the shield training event, yo?
I told you.
It's
fantastic. The 2099 Spider-Man and Vulture.
Oh, okay.
All right, solid. I don't remember
that. As a wise man once said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
another thing that I wanted to bring up, it may be... very soon that unfortunately we will have an opening in our alliance. So if you are looking for a casual alliance, somewhat casual alliance, but we hit the alliance events pretty heavy. If you're looking for that sort of thing, it's play every day is a rule. Hit the alliance events pretty hard as you can. We try and do good on those, but yeah, that's pretty much our rules. If you're looking for an alliance, let me know. I'll try and get you on the list. And I'm not sure there's going to be an opening, but it seems
it's looking likely.
Yeah. So let us know. That's all I got.
All right, then. As always, thanks everybody for joining us here live on the Discord chats and on the recording later. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff, and give us a few pennies. Or head over to CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I'm surfing the molecule, man. Good night, everybody.
Solid. Goodbye, friends.
Good.